Hey, it's Kat. Today we're going to be talking about being mindful in your workouts and in your healthy choices. All too often, we just go to the gym or go into our workouts as if it really is a chore. And when you think of something as a chore, all you're thinking in your headspace is, oh, how do I get through this? And you miss out on all the good things that exercise can really bring to you on an emotional and a spiritual level. In meditation and mindfulness, we often are told or are taught to breathe through the experience and to take deep breaths and to regroup our thoughts and to bring our mind over to the activity that we are doing in that moment. And the same thing goes with exercise. With lifting weights, you are exhaling with the effort. That is the breathing pattern that is recommended, except for in Pilates, which is the opposite. It's very confusing, but I'll talk about that in another post. But you're exhaling with the effort, so you're thinking about the two E's. For example, if you're doing a push-up, you're pushing yourself up, you're blowing yourself up at the same time that you're pushing yourself up. So the opportunity to really use all of your breath throughout the entire movement can lead to some really relaxing and meditative vibes in your workouts. I often think of weight training as a great opportunity to relax. My muscles are working, but because I'm breathing so consciously, continually, rep upon set, upon rep again, and another rep and another set, because you go through the motions so continually, you wind up with an overall relaxing experience because you realize you're taking that time to exhale. And exhalation is really the root of reconnecting with our breath and reconnecting with our mindfulness. So today when you go into your workouts, I don't want you to think of it like a chore. I want you to embrace the opportunity, be present, and when you start to not enjoy it, get out. Don't push yourself beyond what you're actually enjoying, but challenge yourself to find a way to enjoy the moment just for 1 minute more or 5 minutes more each and every time that you do it. Exercise is similar to, say, eating potato chips. The first part of eating potato chips, the first 10 chips, taste great. But after a while, after 10, 12, 15 chips, they're not really that enjoyable anymore. And you just go into a place where you just mindlessly eat and you don't really know why you're continuing to eat, but you're just doing it anyways, and you don't have a good memory of the experience, and you feel disempowered at the end of eating the chips. If you think of exercise in the same way, you find your sweet spot. You go in, perhaps 10 minutes is all you can train yourself to think about enjoying today. So you go in, you enjoy 10 minutes, and you just be aware, am I enjoying this right now? If no, reconnect with your breath, reconnect with your movement, try to make the mind and body connection. And if you still aren't finding the joy in the movement, then stop and go back another time. And just track, how long does it take until you can find that end point of enjoyment? Like I said, you might start at 10 minutes. Before you know it, you can do an hour of activity and it's enjoyable. And that's what's going to help you to commit to exercise in the long term. So give that a try and don't be too hard on yourself. You just have to give it a go each time with a different headspace and you'll find your groove and it'll happen. It might not happen today, might not happen tomorrow, but if you keep plugging away at these different techniques, eventually it will happen.